Back in my scene, fourth Mishnah, Hanoya, Akudish Yoyev. First one shakes up a bunch of vegetables that are tied together. The Yodum, it's an alien, the Tachton, and the liquid water on it moved from one side of it to the other of this bunch. Shamayam Bechiyutan. Like we saw before, that even if it moves around within the item itself, it's considered that you put it on, you amount to that water. Since it's all in the same general bunch of vegetables, until it leaves that bunch of vegetables, it's not considered a mafshir the water, and therefore it's not mafshir to these vegetables in the Kabbal Tumah. Someone takes one head of lettuce or whatever it may be, are we concerned that liquid went from one leaf to the next? That's not considered that left the item. If you have one thing that is naturally connected, that's considered one unit. But if you have a few things, a few heads of celery, a few lettuce that are tied together, since they're independent entities, even though they're tied together, basically Shami says they're considered independent. In a case where a sack full of fruit fell into the river and he takes it out, so it fell into the river, he has no interest in the liquid. When he takes it out, even though water moves within the sack, do we say that that's considered was mash of the liquid? Are we concerned that the water that was on the fruit on the top of the sack and now moving to the bottom of the sack? We look at the sack as one unit, and therefore, since he didn't have interest in water leaving the sack itself, the water within the sack, even though it's moving around from one fruit to the next, is not considered water that it was mash of. Avila ma'ala shnayim. If there are two different sacks and you put one type of the other, the liquid that comes out of the top one is the liquid that you want to get out of the top one, and therefore if it goes into the bottom one, it will be mafshir the food in the bottom one. Rabbi Yisrael says, even so, the tachton is also tahor. So as he holds that over here also, he didn't have any special interest to shake it out, he just put one on top of the other and dripped out. That's also considered that he did not have kavod. No, he'd be interested in them both drying out. He doesn't want the bottom one to get wet on the expense of the top, or the top one to get dry on the expense of the bottom.